It's time to start your day with the First Cup Morning Show.
Serving up a warm cup of good news, positivity, and uplifting messages.
And now, here's your host, my dad, Joshua Kangley.
Good morning and welcome back on into the First Cup Morning Show. Thank you so very much for tuning in today as we get things going and make it happen today. We've got some good news for you today. Remember, you can always go to guidinglights.org for more good news, positivity, and uplifting messages. That's guidinglights.org. Before we start the show today, I'd like to open with this by Barbara A. Jones. Will people never learn that meadows should be played in? How long before they really know that streams were made to wade in? They should be shown and made to see that caves were made to talk in, that trees were really made to climb, and rain is meant to walk in. Instead, they build their houses tight as though they're meant to stay in. Will people never learn the world was meant to play in? Today is Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. It's this day, back in 1912, the Titanic departed from Southampton. It was its first and tragically only journey. As just 4 days into the journey to New York City, the ship crashed into an iceberg and sank. April 10th is National Siblings Day, Erase Self-Negativity Day, Farm Animals Day, and Encourage a Young Writer Day. Time now for some animal fun facts.
Today's animal is the monarch butterfly. Did you know, during migration, a monarch can travel between 50 to 100 miles per day on a journey that can take 2 months to complete?
Did you know, monarch caterpillars will not survive without milkweed?
And now, on to the good news of the day. Today's good news comes out of Rochester, New York, and I'm reading this article from the sunnyskies.com website. In 1978, a teacher told his students they would get together for the 2024 eclipse. He fulfilled that promise. In a heartwarming reunion, 46 in the making, Patrick Moriarty, a retired science teacher from upstate New York, fulfilled a promise he made to his students decades ago by watching the 2024 solar eclipse together. Back in 1978, Moriarty, while teaching his earth science class, distributed worksheets detailing the trajectories of upcoming eclipses. As he highlighted the one expected to pass near their hometown, Moriarty boldly declared to his students, "Hey, circle that one on April 8th, 2024. We're going to get together on that one." His students chuckled at the thought, finding it challenging to fathom such a distant future event. Nevertheless, Moriarty persisted, reminding all of his classes over the next 16 years to mark their calendars for the anticipated gathering. Fast forward to 2 years ago, Moriarty, fueled by nostalgia and determination, created a Facebook event and reached out to his former students. To his surprise, hundreds responded with enthusiasm, expressing interest in joining the reunion. As April 8th, 2024 approached, approximately 100 of Moriarty's former students gathered at his home in suburban Rochester, New York. Emotions ran high as familiar faces from their junior high days reconnected. Former student Kevin Thompson reflected on Moriarty's commitment, dubbing the promise as the longest homework assignment in the history of any teacher. Chuck O'Brien echoed the sentiment, describing Moriarty not just as a great teacher, but an inspirational one. As the eclipse spectacle unfolded, surrounded by the warmth of shared memories, laughter, and camaraderie, Moriarty proposed another reunion in 2 decades for the next total solar eclipse. The suggestion elicited laughter, reminiscent of the jovial spirits from 1978. And that is the good news of the day. I hope you enjoyed that bit of good news, and I hope you enjoy the show. And if you do, please like, share, subscribe to wherever you like to listen to podcasts. I certainly would appreciate that shout out. And again, remember, good news happens all around us every single day. Thank you for celebrating this good news with me today. And hey, if you have some good news you want me to share, email me at admin@guidinglights.org. That's admin@guidinglights.org. Now, before we part ways for the day today, I'd like to leave you with a really bad dad joke. Where do surfers learn to surf at a boarding school. That's going to do it for the show today. Have a great day. And speaking of days, there are 265 days still left in 2024. Let's make each and every one of those count. And I'll see you back here tomorrow morning.